This is CliffCentral.com. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab Show. My name is Lizo Gumbo-Rajeshwar, your host, and thank you for tuning in once again. Now, today we are joined by a few voices from the fashion value chain, and what we're going to be focusing on is Black Friday, because it is Thursday before Black Friday. So anyway, just a quick just heads up for those who are wondering what Black Friday is. Black Friday is an informal name for the day following Thanksgiving in the U.S., which has been regarded as the beginning of the country's Christmas shopping season since 1952. And, you know, it's been very interesting through this process, because what I wanted to do today, and we will, is to kind of get to understand what people are doing. I know that all of these concepts come from wherever they come from, or they originate from somewhere, and then they transcend through the rest of the globe, because globalization is actually doing a lot and playing a very big role in just kind of merging everything. So a few people, I reached out, I think, to about 20 fashion industry stakeholders before we are sitting here, and I just wanted to find out from them, what do they think about Black Friday? What are they doing about it? And I will say 80% said to me they don't even know what Black Friday is, or they don't know, or it's an American thing, and then the rest of them were able to respond. So we're going to plug in some really cool mindsets, and we're going to have the conversation around what it actually means. I always say that, you know, if you can spend time binging on the Kardashians and then you want to tell me Black Friday is American, I'm going to have to throw you in the, you know, let's actually start on a good slate. So let me take this back. Let me rewind. We are talking about Black Friday today. I'm very happy to be joined by our special contributors. We've got Edgy Benson in the house, all the way from New York. Edgy, welcome to the show. Edgy is, we will be catching up with him in a minute. We are also going to be plugging in Francisca Marzilli, and we are going to just literally just unpack what Black Friday actually means. I know and I understand that, you know, there's different ways for consumers to consume, and there's different days to take advantage of this whole consumerism. And this is why we're having this conversation. Another thing I believe is that, you know, business is business at the end of the day. So despite how we feel or how we think or what we feel our consumers will feel if we have a Black Friday, or what we feel it will do for our businesses, I think at the end of the day, as long as you have that mentality of being able to understand that you got to move forward, and whatever you got to do to move forward, you do, as long as it's sane, it's not, you're not jumping on anyone's foot or whatever. Anyway, back to introducing our special contributors. We've got Edgy Benson from New York with his Echoes from New York. Edgy, welcome to the show.
Liz, can you hear me?
You're screaming, Edgy. We are right here. You know, in Africa here, everything's just everything Irish. Well, so just take it easy. It's okay. We are here and we love you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? And thank you for joining us.
I'm good. What are you wearing?
Oh, of today, course, hey, now today beautiful. You have now remembered. You know, no one ever asks me what I'm wearing. Anyway, today I'm wearing this beautiful little, sort of like a little shift dress, but I think I've kind of gained a bit of weight somewhere because it's not fitting the way it fit me last time. So, but the good thing with this shift dresses is whether you gain weight or lose weight, as long as it's sitting in the body and it's not, you know, cramping too tight, you're fine. So I'm wearing a beautiful Liz O piece that was recycled from sari for a project I used to work on with this women who did saris and were helping other women through a program. But anyway, that's what I'm wearing. I'm feeling very good. It's purple and pink, and I'm feeling great, and the sun is hot in Africa. I tell you, boy, you don't even know, but it's okay. We are happy.
Wow,
right here.
What a difference.
Yes.
It's cold here.
It's yes, but it's okay. Let's embrace it, and maybe we'll be able to influence each other over this hour. What are you wearing, and who made your clothes, Edgy, before we move on?
Well, we're not going to talk about my bottoms because we know what
okay,
those are.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate
Diesel,
it.
Diesel, of course.
Yes.
But I'm wearing like a, I'm wearing a camel coat. One of my favorite coats. I just dusted it out yesterday. So it's one of my favorite coats. It's cold here. I love winter because of my coat. Other than that, I hate it.
Edgy, I don't know what to say to you. I think we are going to continue by introducing Francisca Marzilli, who's also our contributor from Lisbon, joining us on the show today. Welcome
to the
show.
That is already laughing. Hello.
You're always laughing.
Hello,
before
Edgy.
We...
Yes. I have to start charging you guys for all the fun I give you guys laughing at me.
Edgy, it's not fun. No, I'm the one who should be charging. You know, I'm the one out of the three of us, I'm the one who could be charging. But anyway, Francisca, welcome to the show. What are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Today I'm wearing a longette skirt, black, and a blue sweater, and boots, because it's freezing here. Finally.
Oh yes, it is.
Well,
I'm so happy.
Well, between you and Edgy, I am happy to be in the middle and keep you guys warm while we continue this conversation.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Now, for those who are tuned into Fashion Lab for the first time, this is the show that dissects the business behind fashion. We care about being able to move and shake, move differently, and so that we can finally smile to the bank. I think that's the bottom line here. We are playing in a $3 trillion industry, and the sooner we can be able to get a bigger piece of that pie, the better it's going to be for us. For those who would like to connect with us, we are on fashionlabafrica.com. On social media, as we continue the show, we'd also love to hear from you. We are on Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. We are on Fashion Lab Africa on Instagram and Facebook. And one more last thing. I've got my favorite segment at the end of the show called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So keep your tweets coming. Keep your Instas flowing. Keep the conversation going, because we also care about who you want to dress and why. That is our wind down session. Anyway, back to our conversation today around Black Friday. Edgy and Francisca, you're my special guests for today as well. And I just want us to maybe just first of all touch base with you guys based on what you think, what it means to you, and what you're doing about it based on your brands, because you also have your personal brands. So I'm going to start with Edgy, who feels like he's a clown. If you're really the comedian, make us laugh by the end of this. But Edgy, because you also run this, you run your fashion business, it's very important before we start plugging in other voices to also just hear from you based on what you feel, you know. So maybe just first of all, for which brand, and then it'd be nice for you to tell us what fashion, Black fashion means to you. Fashion, Black Fashion Friday. What?
Black Friday.
Black Friday means to you, and then obviously what you're doing as a brand, if you are. Can you share that with us, Edgy?
Well, I mean, Black Friday is such a traditional day here. It's just, I don't know. It's people prepare for it for like the whole year, you know. I've always watched it from the sidelines, you know. Most honestly, I've always watched it from the sidelines and just watched my clients, my designers. From a designer point of view, it's very hard to really acknowledge it. It's mostly from the storefront point of view that it's really, really crazy, you know.
I just wanna while you're explaining further, just to cut you off a bit, you're saying that from the designers, it's not as big and as major as it is from the brands. Well, I mean, designers are also brands, and it's business is business. Don't you think that?
I mean from the storefront point of view, yes, it is crazy. From the designer point of view, remember the designers have already done the job. You know, the clothes are already in the stores already by now. You know. So it's just, you know, the sales is happening at your point of sale, especially. I mean, if you're selling by yourself, yes, of course, it's crazy, but it's all about just people shopping and the discounts and just the euphoria of it all. Yeah, it's crazy. As a brand for us, this is our launch window. So we kind of just, we're not selling anything at the moment, but we're harvesting a lot of information, a lot of just customer information, and harvesting interest for the brands. But it's a very good time to just, you know,
monetize.
See, yeah, just to advertise. Like, it's just a whole frenzy about shopping. Yeah, it's crazy.
So in a nutshell, you as Edgy, in New York, is not doing anything basically for this year's Black Friday.
Well, I mean, we are doing something because it's our launch window, but we're still doing it mostly just from an information point of view. Yeah.
Do Do you want to share what you're doing, Edgy? Because I'm, I feel like I'm about to tie your neck with a rope and get you, because we are preparing to
launch our finisher line, which is the athletic our athletic line for basketball. And right now we are just putting like all the promos together and shooting them out for people to see for the shopping window, because we start our pre-sale on the 30th of November. So right now we're just putting everything, we're just preparing everything to go live. But it's, I mean, Black Friday just kicks in motion this shopping window that goes on until Christmas. So it's really frenzied. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just preparing to go on pre-sale. Okay. But we're not there yet.
Thank you, Edgy. Francisca, what are you doing for you as you and your brand? Is there anything you're doing for Black Friday? Does it mean anything to you?
I'm making a discount on the Charmies shirt, and I'm in the exclusive line. I'm offering an accessoire like scarf or a cufflinks or a bijouterie or something like this. I'm not so focused on Black Friday, because my work is more like the Edges one. It's more in the preparation in the backstage of the commercial chain. So I could say that in the end, who makes the Black Friday and who earns with this is the retailer, and don't earn really makes cash. It's different.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting phenomenon, because especially here in Europe, it started more in England in the start, but now is invading this wave is invading whole Europe and all the segments. I see the travel agency. I see the up to the entrance of the fairs of next year. I see discounts of the 50% in the intrinsic quote of the fairs. So it's a wave that invested not only our fashion business but also other markets. It's a good argument. It's a good topic to promote and to sell all the things remained. I think it's a good initiative.
It's crazy, yes. You know. Here, people. Sorry, guys.
It's something that moves, you know, the consumes. So it's good.
People line up for like, I'm not joking. Yeah, they line up the overnight at the storefronts.
Yes.
You know, it's just, it's scary.
You know what I want to say, though, is it's, so when you heard me actually say that, it's true that, yes, there's, you know, when something originates or a concept originates from somewhere else, yes, you know, it takes a while to adapt into other markets.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I still think that this is my personal sentiment. Why? I mean, I reached out to about 20 fashion industry stakeholders, more who are able to actually sell something and take advantage of Black Friday. And the response was only a 20% back response. And the rest of the 80%, when I reached out to, said, oh, well, we don't know. How do you not know? Mm. Or how do you not understand that this is actually an opportunity to be able to leverage your brand? So the brands that we're going to plug in today, one at a time, are actually brands that feel that, yes, Black Friday is happening. Last year, it wasn't as big as it is. And I know that, yes, it's very different in Africa. I know that even like markets like Nigeria right now, because of Jumia, they actually, the big stores like Jumia really suffer during this Black Friday sales, because those are shops or setups that have already been set up in a way that they actually just sell stuff on such a low value that now what can they do? What is 50% of $2 is what, you know? So I'm just saying that's just not funny anymore. So I think for me, from an African perspective, what I want to urge those who are tuned in, before we plug in the different conversations and ideologies and, you know, feedback around Black Friday, is that, you know, if you're in business and you're playing in business and there's an opportunity to be able to give yourself visibility or push your sales, why would you say no? I don't care if it came from the US or from China or from where. Why would you say no? That's my question for you guys. We are on Twitter at FashionLabAF. We're on Instagram at Fashion Lab Africa. We're on Facebook at Fashion Lab Africa. We really want to hear from you. So I want to go back straight into our talk of the day. We're going to plug in the fashion brand Fazar Couture, which is run by Ridwan. And let's just hear what Ridwan has to say, and then we will dissect it as we continue.
Good day, everyone. My name is Ridwan Suda, and I am the co-owner of Fazar, a high fashion couture and bespoke suiting brand based in Johannesburg. This year, the Fazar brand has decided to embrace the Black Friday tradition and provide clients with 50% off on all in-store items. This concept, of course, derives from the US, where sales start on the first Friday after Thanksgiving Day, known as Black Friday. It's our first year celebrating the tradition, and we are very excited to offer South Africans the opportunity to take advantage of this limited offer. As a high fashion couture and bespoke suiting brand, Fazar offers a wide bouquet of services from suiting design for both men and women, corporate and contemporary, as well as evening gowns, wedding gowns, matric prom dresses, and designer baby wear. I think what's fantastic about this limited offer is that it provides consumers with the opportunity to purchase bespoke garments at literally half the price, saving you thousands of rands. One of the core attributes of the Fazar brand is being able to design to a client's budget, allowing South Africans the opportunity to dress in high-quality, handcrafted items without breaking the bank. So essentially, Black Friday allows the brand to once again live up to that commitment through this ridiculous 50% off on all in-store items. As brand owner, I do strongly believe that even though an individual might not purchase something in-store on the day, that it is still a benefit to Fazar having had that particular individual visit the store simply because brand awareness was created via the sale offering. This, of course, creates the possibility of converting that individual into a potential future client with the brand. My hot tip to consumers shopping at the Fazar boutique would be to take advantage of the offer, especially if you have a wedding coming up in the near future, an upmarket event to attend, or simply want to add a bespoke garment to your wardrobe. Black Friday has a huge psychological impact on each and every one of us, causing us to usually spend on items we don't necessarily need. Hence why utilizing a little bit of foresight ensures that you're making the sale work for you. The Fazar boutique is based on 83 Michelle Avenue, Randhart, Alberton, Johannesburg, and stores will be open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. on the day of Black Friday. We've decided to extend our shopping hours to accommodate those back at the office so as to ensure a no FOMO situation. You are more than welcome to visit our website on www.fazarcouture.com or simply browse our Facebook and Instagram pages using the handle Fazar Couture. So go on, spoil yourself. You know you want to.
Wow.
Ridwan sounds like he's having a glass of wine. I bet you he is. But anyway, he's. I think for me, what I love is the enthusiasm. And I also, I want to just go and talk about a comment that someone's just sent me, because the question is, how can retailers actually afford, how can you as a brand even afford to take advantage of Black Friday? Now, before we go into that question, Francisca and Edgy, what are your thoughts around what Ridwan's doing? And Edgy, when I questioned your brand versus designer conversation earlier, it was because in the continent here, it's very rare to find a designer saying, I've got all my buyers handling my things, so I have nothing to handle. Because you find that, you know, most brands here wear two hats, and you have your buyers and your stockists pushing your brand on that side, and then you as an individual, if you have a showroom, if you have a shop, you still have to, you know, you still have to take responsibility and come up with make some plans. So what are your thoughts around what Ridwan's doing? And Ridwan obviously has a boutique, but at the end of the day, he's a designer, he's doing his thing, and he's still able, even though he's got a very higher end offering, still able to take advantage of Black Friday. What's your two cents?
I mean, I think it's the same here. I think design, you know, Black Friday itself is evolving too because of technology. there's a lot of cyber activity in it right now, like there's Cyber Friday. So designers now have a chance to actually do, you know, what you would normally do in a shop front, do it digitally, you know, do it online. So the preparations are exactly the same. It's just about these huge discounts. And just like that comment said, how do you afford to give a discount as a retailer or as a designer? I think I'm not so sure it's really about the discount. I think it's also just the perception of discounts. Mm-hmm. That's what Black Friday gives you. And not everybody gives you these huge discounts. Everybody gives them as much as they can afford. But the overall thing in the air is just this perception of discount. So everybody expects a discount. So the discount may be 10 cents. It could be 50 cents. But everybody gets this good, you know, this good vibe, you know, because you're getting a discount, you know. But the feeling is generally just the same, you know. Everybody's trying to take advantage of it in some little way that they can, either by spreading the word because it's just so ripe for that, or selling your products, you know.
Thank you, Eji. Yeah. What about you, Francisca?
I adored the enthusiasm in emphasizing the opportunity sense of the Black Friday. As an entrepreneur, I see the Black Friday as a form of investment you make on your brand, because you are given the opportunity really to turn affordable one product that usually is not possibly. Eventually, to a different segment of your market, of your usual market. So people that during the year, the whole year, don't consume your product have the opportunity to afford it. So I appreciate and I agree with this enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I want to say for those who are tuned in, according to an article by APRFinder.com, they actually talk about a bit and just open up on just the power of Black Friday. Now, they say if Black Friday is truly the one day where retailers slash their prices by unbelievable percentages, causing that rush of hundreds and thousands of people by their doors, how do they actually benefit? And they say some of the sale items are loss leaders. Loss leaders are products that retailers lose money on, but the store bargains that customers will spend money on and products, I mean, that is like way bigger.
Yes, but
so I feel like, so I feel like for me personally, by the way, I am giving, for anyone who is interested, I have for my first 10 gowns or my higher end range, you buy my gown on Black Friday at 50% off for first 10. And I'm doing the first 10 because I'm actually celebrating 10 years of being and playing in this fashion industry as a fashion brand. And I thought, why not give away 10 beautiful, we're not giving away, we are selling. Oh, don't come with no money. If money, no, they don't come.
Wow.
But we are giving away, we are giving you that 50% slash. But I also still believe that it will probably drive a new traffic that has not been to my showroom. And the truth is, the person who's buying a gown at 50% off will see, trust me, when you walk into my showroom, you'll literally swallow, come with a truck. You will literally swallow up everything, because if you like the stuff, you will like a lot more. So I still think that for the question that just came in around how retailers can afford Black Friday, it's a strategy. Don't look at it and say 10 for 5. No, it's a strategy. Even if I get one or two or three, when I get to 10, I'll stop. If it's two and Friday, Black Friday is over, I will stop. But the truth of the matter is, at least I've exhausted that opportunity. And then you've got a new, you've introduced a new market, really. So, guys, I want to roll over to the next conversation.
But I wanted to say something about Black Friday. I think we have to, in Africa, find the opportunity in it, you know, the perception that it creates. I think it's so important for us to find a way to create that perception, build a buzz around it. We may not have the impact that it has over here, but impacts grow with time, you know?
True.
So if we can do something around it, you know, just internally within the industry, to just gin up energy for it, you know? It's very cool. It's a very cool phenomenon. It really drives market, drives visibility. Even if you don't make anything out of it, but you're out there, you're part of it.
You are there.
Yeah, it's very energizing.
especially the media, the social platforms play a big role in this. I say that I can say by myself, from my perspective, that I never slept in front of the door of any shop for this reason.
neither did we.
it's funny. I found very funny how I accepted and responded and bought online. On the Instagram, when I was looking at my things, because appeared an announcement, Black Friday of one amazing pair of shoes or an amazing bag, and yesterday I already did my Black Friday for this year. So this is to say that social platforms. Are playing a big role in this, and it's a huge phenomenon, and it's a smart also way from the consumer point of view to make the first bought for Christmas, for instance.
Okay, guys, we are going to roll over to Matt, and then we will touch base again. This is Matt Bolas of Hydraulix, and let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, my name is Matthew Bolas. I'm the managing director of Hydraulix in all the centers, Sandton, Eastgate and Menlyn. We'll be running our Black Friday special this year from Friday through to Sunday. We're giving discounts anywhere between 10 to 30% on selected items. What Black Friday means for us is it's just an opportunity to give back to our clients and to obviously give aspirational clients the opportunity to buy into our products. Obviously, what we hope happens from it is that we build a new clientele, people that get to wear our brand for the first time, get to trust the product, and obviously come back hopefully and buy at full price in the future, and support our business going forward. We are available. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook under Hydraulix SA. Check us out. Thanks. Bye.
Yep, there goes Matt, and he's definitely not playing. He's very serious. He's like, listen, I don't know what y'all are doing, but here we go. We are serious about this, and we are jumping on it. So he's definitely his stuff is way higher end, but if he can still afford to do it, it's not about afford. If he can understand how to take advantage of Black Friday, then it's great, because I think that's the way to go, and that's the way to move.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think... It's really just about, so imagine it's a festival, right? And you're part of it, the energy of it. Because the whole thing is like a festival of sales. And it does just the commencement of it. And then it goes on till, so everybody has a window. Everybody has a chance within the window to be a part of it. And it goes on until Christmas, you know. Yeah, so it's a big deal.
Well, I want to...
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes. I want to... Any two cents, Francisca, before we roll over to Zuri? Okay. It's okay, Francisca. We're going to roll over...
I missed the communication.
No problem. Sorry. We're going to roll over to Fidel Atabong of Zuri Magazine. And just here... And again, like I said, this Black Friday is... you can take advantage of this Black Friday if you have anything... Anything. I don't care if it's a service. I don't care if it's a dress. I do not care if it's a magazine. I really don't care. So we're rolling over to Fidel. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, my name is Fidel Atabong of Uzuri Magazine, based in the U.S. Uzuri is a fashion and lifestyle magazine that showcases African-inspired fashions in the diaspora globally. We have been promoting African designers online and in print for 10 years. We are trying to open a pathway where African designers can market their products direct to consumers globally. Black Friday is very special to the Uzuri family. In the past, we have given free subscription to our subscribers as a Black Friday special. This year we are not doing a Black Friday promotion, but next year we will be providing a lot of exciting opportunities. Please don't miss these opportunities by checking our website at uzuri.com and leave an email contact, please. Have a wonderful Black Friday and happy shopping.
Uh-huh. If you don't know now, you know.
Right on point.
Right on point. Fidel's like, listen, I'm not doing anything, but we are coming. Come. We are going. I want to just quickly open up the Black Friday conversation. Now, yes, we did speak about what it is. Now, the earliest evidence of the phrase Black Friday applied to the day after Thanksgiving in a shopping context that suggests the term originated in Philly. In Philadelphia. Now, apparently it was there where it was actually used to describe the heavy and disruptive pedestrian and vehicle traffic that would occur on the day after Thanksgiving. Now, this usage dates to at least back to 1961, which is obviously more than 20 years later, and the phrase has become more widespread. A popular explanation became that this day represented the point in the year when retailers began to turn a profit. So they went from being in the red zone to being in the black. So Black Friday is not because you're black in your skin. For those who are wondering, it's nothing to do with black or white. It literally, that is the reason. I think accountants used to use red. There was the red and the black code. But Google it if you know what's better. Just Google. But anyway, so what do you guys think about Uzuri? And I had a little conversation with Fidel last night, but I just think that I like what Uzuri has been doing. I've known Uzuri has been, going almost 20 years now. What do you guys think? And I reached out to two other publications, fashion publications, who one did not even respond, and one actually said he doesn't know what Black Friday is. He's not doing anything with Black Friday. So I don't know what to do here, you know? We spend so much time online. People can just actually hit Google and find out what time it is and then move and be progressive. What's any two cents, any thoughts from you or Francisca?
No, I'm sorry, guys. Well, he's doing what everybody should do. I mean, he's offering. Last year he offered a subscription, and this year he's not doing anything. Next year he's gonna have a package of things that he's offering. I think the big word here with Black Friday is offering. Mm. Everybody's offering something,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
But I think I just feel like for us. It's such a teaching moment. These are all teaching moments because they drive market. You know, how do we engineer this to have impact in Africa too? I mean, we're part of the global market, of course. You know, how do we bring this home in a way that makes impact? I think designers as a collective have to gin up some energy, maybe start publicizing it early, you know. Talk to their individual clients, you know, Black Friday is coming, talk about it 2 months earlier, you know, you know, those kinds of things. But we could take advantage of it too, you know, if everyone else in the world is, you know.
Yes, it's a kind of investment for sure. You need to calculate on your preview of the season. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wise way to deal with this increasing Black Friday phenomenon, and yes, calculate the way to plan in the right form to turn it an advantage for your business and not a loss.
I also think that it's an opportunity really for new clientele coming up your door, because I find that sometimes the clientele that's familiar with me will always come because they are already, you know, they're converted, they will always come. But how do you tap into a new market that, you know, imagine just putting the stuff up on social media. Everybody wants a sale. Everyone wants a discount. Everyone wants a break. So I want to roll over to something that I feel is very important as well. A different platform as well. We've got Chris Agustin from FYI Online. And this is what he's actually offering.
Hello, Fashion Lab Africa. My name is Chris Agustin, and I am from FYI Online. Thank you so much, Liz, for this opportunity. To be on radio, on your show. I love your brand. I love everything that you do, and I love all of the topics that you speak about. And I really appreciate this platform that you've given me. So thank you so much for that. So basically, FYI Online is a digital agency that does all content creation, social media marketing, as well as strategy. And we work with quite big brands. And we also own a tech company which does mobile apps, websites, and systems that run call centers, banks, and all of those things. So we're really quite diverse, if I could say that. FYI stands for Find Your Identity Online. And we basically built this platform, which we'll talk more about next week, that allows each and every business owner to be online and have a digital presence, sell their products online, even book appointments through FYI Online. So it's quite a beautiful thing, and I can't wait to talk more about it. Black Friday to me is a week of mental sales. It's literally, we give our clients all our services with the best quality that we can put out there, and we give it to them at ridiculous prices. I, with the buildup of FYI Online being launched soon, I wanted to go even more crazier, and I marked down all our prices to 90%. So the website that would cost you 10,000 is now 1,000 rand. A logo will cost you 1,500, now it's 150, and so on and so forth. So we really went all out for Black Friday, because I think this is FYI Online's first Black Friday. So we really want to be like, we are here for Black Friday. And the world can definitely connect with us in so many ways. I mean, the world is so small these days. Through Facebook, FYI Online, Instagram, FYI underscore online, or you can email me on chris@fyionline.co.za, and we will be more than happy to assist you with all your digital needs. Once again, thank you so much, Liz, and I look forward to being on the show again.
There you go. That is Chris talking digital. And like I said, I'm so tired of talking digital. I think I'll write a song next week called Living in the Digital World.
Digital?
You all can laugh your lives away, but it's the truth. Because I feel like, imagine an offer where you have an example of them slashing down the websites for people who don't have websites still. From $9.99 to like $99, like, are you kidding me? You're not going to get that anywhere. So I think from a consumer perspective, some people I know feel that look at Black Friday in a with a negative connotation to it and say, oh, well, it's just the hype of consumerism. Well, here we are. If people are buying, if people are consuming, let them consume. If that's the way that the consumer would like to actually say, look, I didn't have $9.99, but I have $99, let's go. Let them also take advantage of that. So I think I'm very happy about what FYI Online is doing and excited about it, because they're really trying to get and to sensitize the creative industry and obviously and beyond to actually see and understand and appreciate and take advantage of that offer while it lasts, because you need your website, you need your app, you need to be really well positioned in a digital, in the digital world, so that people can actually experience you and experience you beyond them saying, let me go to Lisbon and see Francisca in person. No, we need that strong, beautiful online presence. So yes,
Liz, I was
but
just
you wanted
thinking.
To come in Lisbon. The post.
Me, I'm coming to you. Don't worry. Don't mind Liz. Me. not everyone. Me. Personally. I'm
I
coming.
Need you to come here.
Yeah, but that's a different story. Come on.
Liz, I was just thinking. Liz?
Yes. Yes.
I was just thinking. Remember the note you made about lost leaders, right? About this giving the stores or retailers an opportunity to get rid of lost leaders, right?
Yes.
But just imagine from an African perspective, from an African designer or retailer's perspective, all of those lost leaders, all of those samples you have in your studio that you don't, I mean, things you probably didn't sell for a few years or a few seasons. Mm-hmm. Just imagine if there was all this built up energy around that, all this built up publicity around this day that you're going to have this big sale. And it allows you to put all of these things. That's money that it's tied up that you could use to grow your business.
True.
And it allows you to put those things. I think if we generate some structure around this, and we can take advantage of it too. Enough, believe me, it makes basically Black Friday sales, right, are so huge that it's just, I mean, I can't say the numbers, but they just did a day in China, a singles day in China, which is more like a Black Friday but for singles, and it netted almost $13 billion one day, you know. So it's huge. You know,
that's big.
I know China is humongous, but still, it's, these things generate a lot of energy.
Yes, it is a way to make cash, to not to earn, because I don't know if in the end of the all the calculations you can mention it as a earn, but for sure it moves a lot. It moves, yes, your cash flow. So it's interesting already for this reason.
Absolutely.
So guys, yeah, you know the phrase that says we can take a cow to the river, but we cannot force it to drink, right? You know, that's our African proverb. I'm sure you know about it. Francisca, if you don't, you now know. But Edgy, you must know about that one. So I feel that with Black Friday, again, my sentiments around consumers who actually need these services, there's not, people not getting, people look at things sometimes negatively without thinking. First of all, you have to think, do you want bread? Can you afford it? If it's given to you at 50%, will you buy it? Yes, because you like it. You want it. Buy it. Let's go. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's go. Next thing, as the brand, if you have the stock that's sitting there. In fact, I've just got a very brilliant idea. Guys, it's never too late. For those who are tuned in, the brands who didn't even have a plan, I'm telling you, especially here in Africa, it's never too late to flip the script in 24 hours. Get your stuff ready and do something, whether you splash it online, whether you splash it on your on your Instagram. Instagram on its own is, being on social media is already a platform where you can sell. So find a way to push your stuff out and be responsible and stop asking silly questions about when Black Friday came and where. When are you binging on Kardashians? Do you say they're American? Let's go, please. So the last one is 8th Online Avenue, and they're our fashion friends, and this is what they have to say.
Good afternoon, Liz. Thank you very much for having us again. I'm Monet from 8th Avenue, and with me is Jane.
Hi Liz, how are you doing? We are, as you know, from 8th Avenue.
Hi guys.
We have been on your show a few times before, and thank you again for having us. We are a design incubator and retail platform to support new and established designers. We assist designers to grow their markets through our online retail platform, our monthly trunk shows. We have some by appointment boutiques, and we run VIP events.
Fantastic VIP events, as you know. And we strive to assist our designers with all the aspects of their business, from operational support to manufacturing, and then, of course, marketing as well. I think that's quite a loaded question. We've had a heated discussion about this morning. Our market is a little bit different than it is in the U.S. And this has been established.
Yes, and I think, you know, it's a holiday that, well, it's, as you, I'm sure, have mentioned, it started around the whole Thanksgiving thing. And I think it's a sale that is very applicable to the U.S. market. I don't think it necessarily applies to our market. We are in the middle of our fabulous summer season. And
there ain't no pilgrims here, mate.
Exactly. So it is, you know, we've got our summer holiday sale seasons and our Christmas sales and our Hanukkah sales and all of those things. And I think, you know, as much as Black Friday and Cyber Monday have become a huge thing globally, I think it's just another excuse for retailers to get on the bandwagon.
Exactly, and it's not something that we can do at this stage. And, you know, we might never do it, because we've actually, being manufacturers, being retailers, and then being incubators, it just doesn't kind of work for us.
And as you can see, we've gone way over our 2 minutes, which is always, but
I think
the important thing is, you know, as designers, we spend a lot of time creating really high quality clothing, and our designers have put a huge amount of creativity and effort into their brands.
And you mentioned money.
Yes. No, it's, as you know, it's an incredibly expensive exercise. And I think to force, as a retail platform, if we were to force our designers to now run at a loss, because the the percentages that are required for something like Black Friday to even participate in that, or Cyber Monday for that matter, people are talking from, you know, 50% to 90% discounts.
That's just absolutely not possible.
It's just not possible. We encourage our designers wherever possible to give people value for money and quality products. And, you know, they're already operating at not very big margins in order to be able to sell their clothes. And I think to ask them to now discount their clothing to run at a loss is just, as a retail brand, is simply completely unfair. So we focus more on quality products, giving people a consumer experience, helping them enjoy fashion and buy something that is not this fast consumer fashion. And for that, we believe that there is value in the product and people are prepared to spend on it.
100%. So we hope that answers that question. If you want to connect with us, we are www.8th-ave.com, 8thavenue.com.
There you go. That's 8thavenue.com, guys. And I just want to say that this is now my challenge, and I know they're listening, or they will be listening at some point. Thank God for the podcasts that come after this. This is, I don't think Black Friday should be looked at as a problem or a loss. It's not a loss. And I think for me, what I want to do between me, Edgy, yourself, and Francisca is to find ways to educate, encourage, motivate mindsets, especially in this fashion industry, to understand how they can take advantage of Black Friday. If we want to call it Yellow Friday in Africa, whatever you want to call it, I think we need to start doing something. This is an opportunity to grow. This is an opportunity to expand. And I promise you, next week when we plug into the show, I will tell you what I did and what impact it had in my business openly, because at least I'm trying. What's your feedback, Francisca and Edgy, before we go into our who would you want to dress and why?
As I told you, I think it has to be seen as an investment, as a part of your investment in your brand. As you invest in your advertisements, as you invest in your communication, as you invest in your shops, in your corners, you invest also in this, because the ideal. I'm telling an absurd thing, would be to have nothing to sell in the Black Friday. Because it means that you already burned all the stuff you have.
Everything. Yeah, you're right.
No, you don't have anything more to sell.
True.
And you close in the Black Friday. You make your Black Weekend. So you go and have fly far. But for the most of us, it's not like this, unfortunately. So I think it's something to invest in and to plan, because it has not to be a loss. It has to be a chance. It has to be an opportunity to be visible. And so it has to be calculated as your investment on your brand.
Thank you, Francisca. And Edgy, thank you so much. I think that for those who are tuned in, who are listening, nothing is forced. This is a show where we just have conversations. And then what you decide to actually do with whatever you take out of it is really up to you. But I think that it's really important to have had this conversation. Black Friday has become bigger here than last year. Last year, I promise, I probably didn't know what it was as well. So, and now this year, I know, and I'm empowered. And while we've been talking on the show, I'm actually even empowered to do a bit more than what I had planned, just so that I can really push as much as I can on this Black Friday. So, guys, I want to thank you for joining us on the show, for your contribution, for your insights. I think it's very important to always pick your minds and pick, you know, and just kind of compare notes and see where we are and how we are getting to where we are headed to. Before we wind down, you know, it is that time of ting, 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 the who would you want to dress and why? And that is very, very special for me, because that's my glass of vino right now. So let's start with Francisca, and then we'll go to Edgy, and I will wrap it up.
Well, today I would like to dress the Isabel Nascimento, that is the planner of the first edition of the Mr. Black Portugal. for the gala dinner of tonight, where I'm going to, and I'm very anxious to know who will be the next and first Mr. Black Portugal.
Wow, that's huge.
I'm so excited.
Very nice. Okay, Edgy, who would you want to dress besides me and Francisca and you and your aunt?
You know, it's funny, this thing always stumps me. I spent all week thinking of who do I want to dress, and at the end, when it gets here, I'm out of options. Like, I don't know what's in my head.
Edgy, you can't be out of options. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Please.
Well, I was going to... Man, this thing always stumps me, though. Who do I want to dress other than Liz? I mean, that's taking a lot out of my options.
Okay, Edgy, who would you want to dress? Simple. Let's just leave it that way.
I want to dress Liz.
Oh, God. Why me? Okay,
because of the shift that you had today, I wanted to put you in a big, boxy, extra large shoulders coat.
I can't take it. Sorry, I cannot take it. Find someone else to dress. Edgy,
I want to force you into it.
Please listen. I'm running over you now. Today, I want to dress Nigerian songwriter actress Nneka, because I think she's so cool. I don't know what she's doing lately.
Oh, but yeah,
I love her music. Lovely. I love her flow. I think she's a cool child. That one. So I want to dress her and give her a touch of Liz O. And then for Edgy, you can continue with this next week. So you will have two opportunities to dress two people. Today I have a good team already. Okay, it's fine. But guys, I want to really thank you for your time and for your contribution to the show. For those of you who are still thinking and wondering about Black Friday, I hope that by the end of this show now that you have actually made up your mind.
Go there.
And that you, yes, go there, as Francisca says. It's
go there.
Yes. So it is peace and love from us. We are on fashionlabafrica.com. Until next week. Bisous.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.